Oh, the times they are a-changing.
I wish they were changing. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy with Charles Johnson of LittleGreenFootballs.com joining us here for our last for just a few more minutes. Really appreciate you hanging on for this, Charles. Let me get one caller here before I let you go at the bottom of the hour. Mark in Manhattan Beach. Oh, Mark, welcome to the Mike Malloy program.
Hey, Brad, nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Can I say who you are?
Sure.
Veritas, how do you say it?
Veritas Vampirus.
Veritas Vampirus. He's a, let's say you're a music critic, a radio critic, a critic of progressives, liberals, right, left, everything else. Fair enough.
That pretty much covers it.
There you go.
And hey, you're doing an excellent job, man.
Thank you, brother. And I know you're not easy to please. You got a question or a thought for Charles Johnson?
Yeah, I do. It's for both of you. Hey, Charles.
Hi there. How are you?
Listen.
Having trouble hearing you, Charles. Get closer to your phone if you can. Can we pipe up Charles a little bit? For some reason, he's real low. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Hey, I'm going to put the sword on you guys a little bit. This is a capitalism. Fundamentalism, disinformation, coercion, those are capitalist tools. Those are ways of making the overly wealthy even more wealthy. What is perplexing you guys?
Well, I don't think it is capitalism. I mean, I guess it's unbridled capitalism, but I don't think capitalism was ever meant to say, hey, anything goes, was it?
The definition of capitalism is the use of wealth to make more wealth. That's a rigged game. That's a very exclusive game, and there are no rules there.
Fair enough. Good point. Thanks, Mark.
All right.
We'll talk soon, brother. Thanks for calling.
All right, man. Bye.
All right. Well, is that what this is all about? Is it the capitalist system?
I've got to admit, I'm a pretty dyed-in-the-wool capitalist myself, so I'm not exactly going to turn around and bite the hand that feeds me. I've spent my life trying to get ahead, and I think that that's everyone's right in this country.
I think it is everyone's right, but I don't think. Did you see Michael Moore's Capitalism, the film?
No, I did not.
I wish you would, because you know it's not. Frankly, I'm a capitalist too, in general. But when we have markets that have been so rigged and bought up that there is no, you know, capitalism has competition at its core. That's what's gone.
Oh, there's definitely some, you know, there's some validity to that, I think. That's part of the reason why we need to have some regulations on capitalism, because unrestrained capitalism is not healthy.
No, it's not. How about are corporations people?
Well, legally they are.
And how do you feel about that?
Unfortunately, that does lead to some abuses, and it's hard to know because there's a good legal reason for making corporations equivalent to individual people, but it also has a downside. So, like with a lot of things in our country, you know, you have to balance both sides of it.
All right. Well, the way you looked into the climate change disinformation, I hope you look into this information about corporate personhood, because I think that is ultimately what's killing our country and the amount of money the corporations are able to dump into not just the media, but into the elections, into the campaigns.
Yeah, well, I definitely agree that there's a whole lot of corruption that has these corporations, large corporations, at its source. And you can see it in the whole climate change debate, especially, where the large corporations are pumping so much disinformation and noise into the national debate that they've managed to tilt American public opinion largely against the idea that we should do something about global warming.
We've got about 30 seconds left, Charles, but I want you to wrap up, if you can, by letting us know, is there hope? These folks, these teabaggers on the right who you've been so brilliantly railing against of late, will they ever get it, or are we just going to be stuck with this phony right-left-red-blue paradigm forever?
You know, honestly, I recommend a really good book by Sam Tannenhaus of the New York Times. It's called The Death of Conservatism. I think he does an excellent job of identifying the real problems in the current conservative movement. It's become a very backward-looking, his term is revanchist movement.
We know the problems, but will it right itself? Will they become legitimate ever again?
I see no sign of this on the horizon at this point. I'd like to think that they would, because I think our country works best when there are functioning parties.
Not a hopeful thought, and I concur with you, Charles. I hope we'll get to talk more about this in the future. I think your ace is Charles Johnson, the winner now of the Bradblog Intellectually Honest American Award. Check him out at littlegreenfootballs.com. I promise you, it's a top-notch read. Thank you, brother. Really appreciate
it. Thanks a lot, Brad.